tenderloin and best parts of the beef, fry them in butter and eat them up, and the rest of them in the stew for the soup.
Yeah.
Well, it was just as good, just as nourishing.
Oh, yeah.
But it sure easier. Didn't have the flavor.
No, easier cooked.
People go fishing much for pastime here in the early days?
Yeah. Yeah, way back in the early days, we went twice. Anyhow, twice, the whole families, old. Well, there was about 8-10 families around here, and we were all related through marriage or and neighbors, I guess 8 or 10 families, would go take that many wagons and go and stay 2 or 3 nights every year, and sometimes twice a year.
Hmm.
We'd take a fish traps, gigs.
How about it now? Is it mostly with rod and reel?
Yeah.
What do they use for bait?
They just don't, well, they don't use much bait. They just use that artificial rod and reel. Some of them raise these pond shiners, but they just got to where they don't use much shiner. They just take that fly or different artificial bait. So they use topwater plugs, which I never, I fish with caning. Pole niggerfish when I go, I use these old pond shiners.
Mm-hmm. And they're pretty dandy, aren't they?
Well, a certain time of year, they sure eat them up.
Is that a minnow?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't. Well, some of them get that long. Most of them get about like that.
Do you buy those?
Oh, we got our stock ponds are full of those.
Just go out and save them.
Yeah. Take a little oatmeal up there this morning. Let's see, feed them today and tomorrow. And go up, get them eat a day or two, then go up there and scatter a little oatmeal or cornmeal or cracker crumbs, bread. In about 5 minutes, one over and one over here, and just take a little old 10-foot minnersane dip, although you won't have one time.
Huh.
Get them used to coming there eating.
Uh-huh. Do you use anything else for bait?
All red worms. They use those red worms some, especially for channel cat. They dig those red worms.
You ever get that little fish-like thing with the two claws?
Crawfish? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they use them for bank hooks for catfish. They use them some. And they use some live bait, some different kinds of live bait, the shiner and the little red-eyed perch. I don't think they're allowed to use some type of that perch, but maybe some of them do, especially on the trot line bait.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call those animals with a hard shell that you find down around the streams?
The turtle.
Uh-huh.
Soft shell, hard shell turtle.
And the ones that you find in the pasture?
Well, that's a terrapin crawled around out in the pasture.
And what do you call that insect with the two sets of wings that you find around the pond?
You mean the grasshopper?
Well, I was thinking more of the one that'll fly around and land on your pole.
Well, now I heard him called snake doctor. I don't know where he got that name.
What's the biggest fish you've ever caught around here?
I caught one 12-pound catfish in 1917. Biggest fish ever caught. I caught 2 or 3 7-pound bass in my life. One 8-pound, but I wouldn't caught him, but the reservoir lake here east of us, dam washed out, and we picked him up out of the moss. Weighed 8 pounds.
My goodness. Boy, that's a lot of fish. I like bass about that size. I don't like it.
Yeah, you take that 5 or 6 pounds.